S4C was launched in 1982. Do you remember anything of the launch night?
Yes, well, I remember the events leading up to the launch, first of all, where our MP, actually, I was living, I'm not sure whether he was MP for this side, he might have been, but because we're not the same as Camarlin now, with the boundary changes. But Gwynno Evans was the MP, and he, of course, he challenged the Tory government by threatening to go on a hunger strike. And that was the start of an eventful period. And now, I can remember Margaret Thatcher, the Prime Minister at the time, whenever an issue came up, she said, "This." I remember seeing on television, "This lady's not returning." Remember that? That statement is imprinted in my memory again forevermore. And but on this issue, she did turn. It is the only time actually that she did actually turn. Mainly due to the efforts of Gwynfor Evans and lot of other dignitaries and distinguished people who supported the cause, and so that stands out in my memory. The build up to it. Then, now the actual launch, I don't quite. I remember the new director or whatever his designation was of S4C, Owen Edwards. I remember him opening the channel on television. I remember that, of course. But Owen Edwards, you see, was a bit of a part of a dynasty. His father was the founder of the Youth Movement, actually, and I think his grandfather was an educationist, quite a prominent educationist. So he was part of a historical family background, and he actually, of course, launched the television channel as well. And that I remember, but I don't remember much else about it.
Do you remember how you felt about the fact it was launched? That there was Wales had a Welsh television channel.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I was quite. Oh, yes. As I said, I was absolutely delighted. I was quite enthused. I admired Gwynfor. I didn't admire Gwynfor Evans as so much in this ideology. He was a bit of a pacifist, and I didn't quite agree with him always on that aspect. That he would not have fought in the Second World War, for example, and I didn't quite agree with him there. But after saying that, I was quite impressed with his stance, because I don't know whether he would have carried it out, mind you, but perhaps he would have, and to influence the Tory government. And I'm not sure who was the culture minister or the equivalent. Was it William Whitelaw? Which was William Whitelaw, was it? I just in the back of my mind, when he gave the news, it was quite an occasion, actually. Quite an exciting moment.